Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Hold on a minute, Mother. Don't finish making out that marketing list until you've checked to be sure of something. Have you made a note to get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store? Well, if you haven't, then by all means do so right away. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful, rich juices. Now, you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. And another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. A thrifty buy, a tasty buy. And you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can, so don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With all her family and friends either out of town or busy with their own affairs, Penny Gibbs is completely alone. For perhaps the first time in her life. Alone, that is, except for her baby niece, Valerie. Yes, Penny is terribly alone, and the house is deathly quiet when suddenly the doorbell rings.
Oh, there's the doorbell. I wonder who it is. Oh, Valerie, maybe we have company at last. And what a relief company will be. You wait here.
Oh. Hi, Gibbsy.
Oh, it's you, Freddy.
Yeah, it's me. Oh, don't look so sour when you say that.
Did I look sour? I'm sorry.
Well, you ought to be. See, look, I left some things upstairs in my room. I'd like to go get them.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Thanks. This will be the last time that I bother you, Gibbsy. I'll make sure that I get everything this time.
It's all right, Freddy. It's no bother. You're welcome to drop in any time.
No, thanks, Gibbsy. I'll stay strictly away.
All right, that's up to you.
Yeah, that's right. From now on, everything I do is up to me, isn't it? Say, you know, the joint's awful quiet.
Yeah, too quiet.
What's the matter? Where is everybody?
Away.
Away where?
Well, if you really want to know, Mother had to rush back to Mapleton, Jed's sick. Pat's in New York looking for Suzanne. Johnny Keith's out of town on business. And I don't know where Professor Rogers is.
Probably out with Madeline somewheres.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the double-crosser. Yeah, some uncle he is, Gibbsy. Trying to steal my girl away from me. Hey, look. You're sort of alone here and no kidding, ain't you?
No, Freddy, I'm not alone. Valerie's here.
Oh, so what? What kind of company is a kid that's so young it can't talk yet?
Well, she can't talk, but she's someone to talk to.
Yeah, I guess so. And no back talk either, huh?
No, Freddy. No back talk.
Well, that's nothing to gripe about. How do you like it? Being all alone by yourself here.
Well, in all honesty, I can't say that I like it too much.
Stinks, don't it?
Well, I don't think I put it quite that strongly, Freddy. Let's say it's a little unpleasant sometimes.
There's nothing good about it at all, Gibbsy. Why don't you admit it? Gripe about it a little instead of taking it lying down. Look, do you always got to think that everything's okay? Listen, if I was in a spot like you're in right now, I'd be griping my jaws off.
Freddy, why complain about it? There's nothing I can do about it.
Sure there is. You can go screaming to somebody to come back home and give you a hand with that kid. After all, it ain't even your kid.
No, Freddy, I know she's not mine. But I love her as much as if she were.
Ah, you're nuts, Gibbsy. Playing a sucker for everybody. Look, why don't you get wise to yourself? Tell the people who run out on you to go jump.
Well, now, just which would you recommend, Freddy? Did I ask someone to help me with Valerie, or... as you put it, tell them all to go jump.
Oh, you know what I mean, don't you, Gibbsy? They're all playing you for a fall guy.
A fall guy?
Yeah. You'd quit acting like you was still going to kindergarten or afraid of the dark or something and get out and find out what's really going on. You'd know what a fall guy is.
Freddy, maybe I don't want to know what a fall guy is.
Well, you ought to know, Gibbsy. Because a fall guy is what you are. You're always taking a rap for somebody else. You're always getting stuck with the dirty work. You're always getting left with the short end of the deal.
I don't think so, Freddie.
Maybe you just don't know it, that's all, Gypsy. Maybe that's your trouble.
You're sure, are you?
Yeah, I'm sure am I. And you ought to do something about it.
Well, thank you very much for your advice, Freddie. But I'm terribly surprised.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
About you. Why the sudden interest in me, Freddie? I thought you were never going to give me another thought.
I'm not, Gypsy, but I want you to give yourself some thought.
I think it amounts to the same thing, Freddie. You're obviously upset about me. Maybe you're even worried about me.
No, I'm not worried about you, Gypsy. I ain't worried about you at all. Not even a little bit. But I don't like to see nobody get a raw deal. I know how rough they can be. Look, I've had enough of them all my life.
I know about that.
Well, then you ought to know why I don't like to see you getting one, whether I care a bag of jelly beans about you or not.
Oh, ho. So you care a bag of jelly beans about me, do you?
No, I don't. I don't even go for the things. They're no good. Not even the black ones.
Oh, most people like the black ones.
Well, I think that they're... Hey, look, what got us talking about these jelly beans,
huh? Oh, I don't know. But it makes about as much sense as what we were talking about before.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gypsy, you can go on being a sucker if you want to. I don't care what happens to you.
No, Freddie, I didn't think you did.
No, and I don't either. Well, there's your phone. Go ahead, why don't you answer it?
I will.
I'm going upstairs and get that stuff of mine. Only take me a minute, Gypsy. Don't worry, I won't swipe nothing that don't belong to me.
I'm sure you won't, Freddie. Hello.
Hello, Penny.
Mother, oh, how good to hear from you. Oh, I've been so worried about Jed.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't get a chance to phone. And, you know, Jed was terribly ill when I...
How is he now, Mother?
Well, he's still pretty ill, dear, but a lot better than he was.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. You planning to stay up there with him?
Oh, certainly, dear, till he's completely well again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not here to watch him, he'll be out of bed before it's right for him to be.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Say, you and Pat will be able to manage all right.
Oh, yes, darling.
Well, if you can't, you let me know, won't you?
You know I will.
Now, you be sure you do. How's the baby?
Oh, Valerie's just fine.
She's probably sleeping now, isn't she?
Oh, you bet she is. She's the sleepiest baby I think I've ever seen.
Well, sleep's good for her.
Yeah, I suppose so.
How's Pat, dear?
Oh, fine, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
Oh. Well, you see, he isn't here, Mother.
He's not there?
No.
Well, where is he?
Well, you see, he didn't know that you were going to Mapleton, so he went right from the bank to the airport.
To the airport? You mean he's out of town?
Yes, darling, in New York.
What?
He had news from the police in New York that might lead him to Suzanne.
Oh, that's wonderful. But you, poor dear, all alone in that house and with a baby to take care of.
Now, don't you worry about me. I'm getting along all right.
Oh, but, Penny, the house alone is enough work for two people.
Well, then it'll just have to get a little dusty and spot.
Oh, listen, darling, why don't you get someone to come in and help you?
No, Mother, I couldn't do that. That costs money.
Well, I'll send you the money.
Indeed you won't. Not a thing like that. No, I can do all the necessary things myself, and the unnecessary things will just have to wait a while.
Oh, but, darling,
now, let's not argue about it, please. That'll be back pretty soon, I'm sure, and just as soon as Jed's well, you can come down again if you like.
Well, honey, I'd come down now if it weren't for Jed. You know that.
Yes, darling, I know. Well, Jed needs you more than I do, so you stay with him. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't have told you that I was alone. Now you'll be upset.
Well, do you blame me, dear?
Yes, I do. You forget that I'm not a child anymore.
You certainly aren't, darling. You're very much a grown woman. But you should be out doing things for yourself instead of staying home and keeping the house and taking care of a baby.
Well, so far it's been fun.
But it'll be just plain drudgery before long. Believe me, I know.
Well, I'm sure I won't be stuck with it that long. Look, Mother, this is costing you money. And long-distance calls always worry me that way.
Well, it's all right, dear.
Well, all right, but look, since Jed's all right and I know about it now, let's hang up and I'll write you about things.
All right, darling. You be sure you do.
Yes, I will, truly. I'll write tonight.
Promise?
Yes, ma'am, I promise.
All right. Bye, darling.
Bye, Mother. Kiss Jed for me.
I will, dear. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, Gibbsy, I guess I got all the stuff this time.
Well, if you haven't, Freddie, I'll save it for you, and you can drop by for it some other time.
Thanks a lot. I'll go out the back way, Gibbsy. I got to run an errand in the block back of here. So long, Gibbsy. Gibbsy, will you think about what I told you, huh?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, Freddie. I'll give it a lot of thought.
Yeah, I'll bet you will. So long, Gibbsy.
Bye, Freddie. Oh, the doorbell again. Just a minute, I'm coming.
Hello, Miss Gibbs. May I come in?
Oh, well, yes, Miss Dodge. Come in.
Thank you. I'll only stay a minute.
Too bad you weren't here just a few seconds sooner. Freddie just left.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he went out the back way. He said he had an errand to run.
Oh, yes, he was getting something for me. Oh, Miss Gibbs, I'm giving a party this Thursday, and I would like it if you could be there.
A party?
Yes, Thursday, 9:30. You'll be there, of course.
Well, I'd like to come, Miss Dodge, but I'm afraid I won't be able to make it.
I don't see why you can.
I'm alone here with Valerie, and there's a baby to take care of.
Oh, well, you can leave her with a neighbor for the evening, can't you?
No, I'm afraid I couldn't do that. I'd be much too worried, and I'm sure Valerie's father wouldn't approve.
Oh, it's your brother's little daughter, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think it's strange that you should allow yourself to be burdened by a child that isn't even your own.
Well, she's enough of my own so that she is no burden, Miss Dodge.
Well, maybe so. I can't imagine anything more boring than taking care of a baby. Miss Gibbs, I insist that you make plans to come to my party Thursday night.
Well, it's very nice of you to ask me, but I really can't.
Oh, you will be able to make it, Miss Gibbs. Hire someone to come in for the evening, someone with nurse's training or reliable maid.
I'm afraid that we aren't the kind of people who can afford servants, Miss Dodge. And I wouldn't want to leave the baby with just anyone.
Well, if you can't afford it, I certainly can. I'll send you someone for the evening. I'll pay the bill myself.
No, thank you. That's out of the question.
Oh, it's out of the question for you not to come to my party, Miss Gibbs. I'll see that someone is here to take care of the child. Just leave it to me. You be at my home at 9:30 Thursday night. Goodbye, Miss Gibbs.
Well, why is the wealthy Madeline Dodge so insistent that Penny Gibbs come to her party? Is she sincerely trying to be friendly with Penny? Or does Madeline have some secret motive for what she's doing? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, lady, do you have those what to serve for dinner blues? Well, then give us a listen. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. And it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this. Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now your local announcer.